is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Orange, they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and the raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar.
You're good.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 4 of season number 3. The Vols are 1-0, a great weekend of football. The most wonderful time of the year. We'll get more in depth as the episode goes on, but give me your initial thoughts on Tennessee's 45-26 victory over Syracuse.
Surprised about the offense, a little surprised about the defense, but all in all, I'm very pleased with what I've seen out there on that field Saturday afternoon. It was a great time in Atlanta, and the Volunteers are 1-0, and we scored 45 points. If you told me you scored 45 points, I probably wouldn't have taken that bet, so I'm pretty pleased with the way our offense looked and got a few things to clean up, but in general, it's a great day to be a Volunteer.
Oh, yeah, I was real fired up. I'm real pleased with yesterday. I knew it was going to be a good day when we got that first positive play on offense, and then we went no huddle. And we did that hurry-up offense. I was, like, jumping up and down, just ready to go.
I was fired up. I was like, go, 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 go. Just loved it.
That first drive was – like everything you could ever dream of.
Even if it did end in a field goal, I was still tickled to death.
Hey, it's okay. We'll take it.
Yeah, happy with the result. Offense, like you all said, shocked me in a good way. The defense kind of shocked me in a bad way. But overall, happy, and I loved seeing us go fast again.
It was fun. We'll get more in depth as the game went on, but, wow, it was something else, and we got something to look forward to with this season.
Yep.
Yeah, feel free to let us know how you feel about Tennessee's win yesterday as well. We'll be with you for the next 90 to 120 minutes. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, we'll get the live show. You'll get to rewatch after the show or re-listen on our audio-only formats, wherever you prefer to get your podcast. As always, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you, so comment, like, and share. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. Sonny says, good evening, go Vols. Steven says, go Vols. Tony says, great game Saturday. Joey looked pretty good. Looks like we can have offense like we did back in 22.
We'll be talking about that because there was some flashes of that, no doubt.
TikTok is just now getting stirring a little bit. We'll check the YouTube chat in just a little bit. On the Vols podcast tonight, we'll have our regular segment, Start Bench Cut, One Word, The Duel. We'll throw in a little over-under. Hound Dogs Knoxville, as always, will be giving away a $25 gift card to the listener winner. That will be found on our Facebook page. Spur, you can go ahead and let the listeners know how this works.
So we'll do our 10 games for our pick'ems here in just a little bit. We'll put them on our Facebook page, the Vols Deep Podcast. Comment under that post only. And the tiebreaker, I believe, is the Michigan-Oklahoma game this week. Mm-hmm. Total points scored in that game, so get your picks in prior to the opening kickoff of the first game, and the winner will win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs. And there's an update on last week's picks because there's a game that's still happening tonight. So we won't have the winner of last week's picks until our next show. So stick around for that.
Yep. Right now, we have our news and notes segment presented by our great friends at Freedom Motors. Big shout out to Chris Looper at Freedom Motors, located in the heart of Clinton. Check them out for your next ride.
We say it every week, but Chris Looper is the very best in the business.
He is. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's got everything, too. A lot of work vehicles, a lot of vans, and it's not your typical used car dealership.
If you need a vehicle of any type, make, model, any condition, really, from something that's cheap on the family to higher end, you could see Chris Looper. He'll get you hooked right up.
Yeah, we can talk about some offensive and defensive stats to start us off. I'm just going to start it off with the offensive line was awesome. Didn't allow a single sack. I don't know if you've seen our center, Sam Pendleton, pulling from center and pancaking. That's awesome.
Dude, there was one stat that stuck out to me a little bit about our offensive line. That was 16 total negative yardage play in yardage. That means we only had 16 yards net loss. Two of those was on a kneel down to end the game.
Yep.
And so that means I think we had Joey Aguilar had two rushes that was 4 yards lost total. And then there was only one or two other rushes that resulted in a 1 or 2 yard loss. That's pretty daggum good. That's getting it done on the offensive line. Yes. Stopping those negative plays, keeping us ahead of the chains, moving forward on every play is very, very important.
Yeah, 85.2 offensive grade from Pro Football Focus. That is the best grade that Tennessee's had since 2016, which that includes penalties, negative plays, the blocking, everything. Yeah. So. The averages, so there's a lot that goes into that, but sometimes it's a little petty, but that's pretty cool to know that it's that good.
And who would have thought we'd come in here bragging about our offense? We were fully convinced we were going to come in here and talk about our defense. But
fully. We thought our defense would win the game again.
Yeah. We'll still talk about our defense.
We were going to talk about it.
Joey Aguilar, 16 of 28, 247 yards. That's 8.8 yards per pass, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. 62.3 quarterback rating.
Really good debut for Tennessee. Is this probably one of the best Tennessee quarterback debuts?
Let's be honest.
In recent memory,
he looked like a senior out there.
Mm-hmm.
He led the team. He looked poised. He looked in control. He scrambled well. He made plays when there wasn't a play to be made. The deep ball was beautiful. I don't have many complaints. A couple slide over throws early in the game. We can put some of that on the receivers. A
couple drops.
At the same time, all in all, we couldn't ask for much more out of the first game for Joey Aguilar.
No, you can't. 3 running backs looked really good. Star Thomas, 12 carries, 92 yards. Deshaun Bishop, the Carnes boy, 11 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. And Peyton Lewis, 8 carries for 38 yards. The three-headed monster is going to be awesome.
And we got a gym in Star Thomas. He made a couple of moves, that spin move to break away, and then the catch of the end zone near the end of the game was beautiful. And we got a lot to look forward to.
Braylon Staley looks really, really good, too.
I think we need to run a full house package with all three of them running backs in the game at the same time.
I've actually got something like that wrote down for later on.
Then we even put the fourth running back in for a series, so times are good.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine coming out in like the wing or something, wishbone.
I think we run wishbone
against like
formation.
Georgia.
Yeah,
we run
just keep all media out for practice. Come out in the wishbone against Georgia. Could you imagine? Because this day you got like these finesse type players, like they would get destroyed.
Oh, what would happen is you'd line up and at first play, Georgia'd call a timeout.
Oh right, yeah, like Kirby would be like, "Oh, what the fuck?" I'm gonna call.
We
Nick.
Run a couple of jumbo packages. And we were sitting up there, and I'm watching the game, and I'm like, "Is that a wishbone formation?" Because I questioned it for a minute.
Just anybody jumbo, though, yeah. If they was to come out in this day of age and like the wishbone,
man,
you'd have that defense in shambles.
We should do it.
We should.
Yeah. Should do it.
There's a bunch of middle school and high schools do it, but it ain't. Yeah. It ain't really. Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna start it kind of like I did the Ohio State stuff.
Yeah.
Just like put a fake leak out there that Tennessee, and then have Georgia just.
Let's go wing T. Let's go wing T, right?
Yeah.
I was super happy with the receivers, especially Braylon Staley. Chris Brazel looked good. He had a drop he probably wants back.
Chris Brazel was fast.
Very.
He
went really fast.
Always good to see Mike Matthews. Miles Kitzelman, just awesome all the way around. Heck of a snag, too.
It was.
Heck of a snag. But just great team ball. The offense turns it over. The defense scores. You know, defense gives up a touchdown, and the offense gets it right back immediately. So, just great and team ball all around. On defense, Arion Carter, 9 tackles,
monster.
1 sack. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, an animal. He's put on some size, too.
He
not
great.
Just a sack, but a sack!
Yeah. Ah,
there we go.
Give it to us, Spur.
Sack!
super impressed with him. Joshua Joseph's awesome as well. 7 tackles, a sack, tackle for loss. And, man, I think overall he might be better than Pierce just because he's so much better against the run.
He plays hard. He plays hard every single down. And
And give them another shout. We could go through all the tackles. We're not going to do that. But give a shout out to Colton Hood. Mm-hmm. What a debut for him, especially on the scoop and score.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about another player here a little bit later when we get to our plays of the game. So,
What's your biggest concerns defensively after game one?
We had to be honest with ourselves. We expected more out of Tim Bakes' defense than we've seen Saturday. Syracuse was able to push us 3 or 4 yards a lot, especially near the end of the game. We didn't stop them from any negative rushing plays late. We seemed to be gassed a little bit. I'm not sure what it was. We did play that soft zone defense. Didn't let any of the receivers behind us, but there was some long throws made, and we made our quarterback look pretty good there for a while. So a little concerned with the secondary, a little concerned with the defensive line, but I think we'll get them all cleaned up. Not big concerns, little concerns right now.
I was kind of concerned, honestly, with the run defense. I thought once we got up a little bit, I thought we went too conservative and still wasn't being that aggressive on the defensive front. And if you let a good team like that do that against them, it could come back to bite you. I thought we could have played a little more aggressive down the whole stretch, put your foot on their throat. But other than that, like defensively, even though we gave up some big runs and a couple scores, I'm still feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I agree with the putting a foot on the throat thing. I wish we would have kept going there. But, just the points, I think, overall, we just wasn't used to seeing that from last year. But I do think Tim Banks will get it figured out.
Yeah.
I have no doubts
about
that.
You got to remember, in 98, we gave up 30-something points Syracuse opener. So, it's like, okay.
You know, I thought we were bad on third down. But in looking at the stat line, they went 5 of 14 on third down. So, that's really not bad. The thing is, they went 3 or 4 on fourth down. So
yeah.
We could go
on
fourth down.
They got desperate early.
They did.
Yeah. Desperate.
So 5 of 14 on third down is not bad.
Tony says great game Saturday. Joey looked pretty good. He said the offensive looked really good. Bring in Sanders as well. My goodness. Yeah, we hope to get Sanders back. Still waiting on updates there. Supposed to be a small injury, and he's supposed to be back very soon.
And that was certainly a surprise. Nobody knew going in. You know, I guess it was announced an hour before kickoff that Sanders was banged up in practice. And hopefully it's just precautionary because he was out there walking around just fine. So we'll see.
Austin Hensley says, roll, tears, roll.
Yeah.
Loved that.
We'll get to that soon, too.
Eric White says, our running back room is the deepest in the country.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been like that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. It's almost so good that you almost worry that one person's not seeing, you know, enough carries.
But – the thing with Josh Heupel's offense is he's going to ensure that all of our running backs get playing time.
Yep.
He's made that clear pretty much since he's been here at Tennessee. And Star Thomas is going to get his chances. Deshaun Bishop's going to get his chances. Peyton Lewis is going to get his chances. So if you're a running back at Tennessee, it's great time.
Some of these running backs do got to remember. And like I said, you know, everybody does worry about someone not getting their touches. Let me tell you how the only thing you should be worrying about is your running back at the end of the game, who's ahead and who's not. So. Hey, as long as your team wins, who cares?
The thing is, we're not getting them beat up either. They get quality touches. They get touches when it matters. Touches in the third and fourth quarter when they're fresh still. So that's what's so important about having a deep running back room is they're fresh toward the end of the game. And that's going to make a difference in one of these SEC games.
No doubt. Kimberly says, hey, guys, go Big Orange. Great first game. Thanks for listening to us again, Kimberly. Robin says, how about them Gators?
Yep, you played a high school team.
Yep, you're not going to be saying that whenever Alex Golish
I will say
South Florida runs it all over y'all Saturday.
Florida does have a better record than Alabama right now, so.
Yeah, give them that.
Dustin Gold says, who else stayed up to watch Nico dominate Utah?
Whew. That was some exciting football Nico played.
Robert says that was an upgrade. Let's see here. Trying to get them all. TikTok is going crazy. We will try to hit that. We usually really tend to TikTok during the commercial
TikTok
breaks.
TikTok is running wild.
We going to talk about Nico, any?
My God.
I got a couple things to say about Nico.
No, what do you want to say about him?
I wonder what his daddy thinks now. I really do. Think we get his daddy on this podcast?
I think I honestly.
Has his dad even said anything since he said he wasn't going to leave here?
I don't know.
Look, I know what it is. I know why his dad wanted to take him to UCLA. It's pretty obvious. I don't know how you guys ain't caught on yet. If you look at pictures of last night's UCLA crowd, he wanted more fat man room to sit in the audience.
He certainly had leg room.
Plenty of room.
There's plenty. If it wasn't for the Utah Red, that place would be really scarce.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of leg room, I just got to say.
I bet there's a lot of nerves going through you when you run out there, and there's 5,000 screaming UCLA fans.
You can hear the cheerleaders. Hear the cheerleaders. Speaking of the leg room, I just got to say, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, wow, that place is incredibly nice. I had a great time there. You first walk into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, there's a gigantic wall of all the football helmets of the Georgia State High School Champions forever, and it's a huge wall.
That's pretty cool.
Every team that's won a state championship. It was really super nice. Food was cheap in the stadium, $2 hot dog, $4 souvenir
that
drinks.
That sounds like heaven.
It was awesome.
Spain's going to go there and just hang out.
I want to go to an NFL game there now just because.
Broncos play there. Y'all better believe I'm there.
They had Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
What?
Yeah.
I bet they don't for NFL games. So that's kind of.
I wonder if it's open today.
I doubt it's open today.
Oh. Mm.
Michael sends 20 stars. We appreciate that very, very much, Michael.
That is kind of a question. I get it. It's nice. But you're an NFL stadium who's mostly going to play on Sundays. Financially, why would you put a Chick-fil-A in there?
I don't know.
I will say.
Other events?
I will say, on Sundays when Chick-fil-A is closed, they turn it into a French fry restaurant. That's what the website says.
Heck, if I was them, I would just make, never mind. It'd have to be open. Never mind.
Teddy says, how do you think Joey's going to feel running into Neyland next week?
He's going to feel pretty good.
He's going to feel even better when everybody goes crazy against Georgia. He's not going to know what to think.
No. There is a difference in running into Neyland for ETSU and running into Neyland when you're playing Georgia. Let's just be honest about it.
Any surprises with the amount of time Boo Carter got to play?
No surprises. He got to earn his reps back.
I'll be honest with you. Sitting in the stadium watching the game, I couldn't tell if Boo Carter was in the game or not. So yeah. I can't really comment on it. I haven't went back and watched the full broadcast yet. I haven't been home that long. So I'll go back and watch the whole thing, and then I'll have an opinion on that.
The only thing I'm really surprised about is I thought we would see him on special teams. But when he did get in, he had one play that was horrible zone coverage. And then he obviously missed that sack as well.
That was hustle, though.
Hopefully he's in full form for Georgia, if that's what the team wants and needs. But
So was that Boo Carter on the attempted sack where their quarterback rolled out and was able to complete that pass?
Yeah.
Well, quarterbacks make plays sometimes. I can't fault Boo Carter on that. It's just one of those things.
But hopefully, hopefully he does get it together if the team wants and needs him. Who's your offensive MVP for week one?
It's going to be unanimous right here. 100% has to be Joey Aguilar. Right?
Yeah, Spanky, that ain't even a question.
You've said already, right from that very first play, I was immediately excited and taken back to 2022. The up-tempo style was there. He had zip on his throws. The long ball was a beauty. For his first game in Tennessee Orange, he looked way better than I ever expected. And just wait until he learns this offense more.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Wait. He's
wait
still
till he gets more rhythm.
He's only been on campus 112 days now. Mm-hmm. So, Joey Aguilar, wow, can't be any happier.
I just hate we only get him for 1 year.
Well,
just like Hooker, wish you had him for four.
I know it.
Since you went Joey, I'm gonna go Braylon Staley.
Okay.
I'm just gonna mix it up a little bit. What about on a defense MVP?
Honestly,
I was taking a drink there.
I can't give one. I just can't give one.
I'm going with the power T himself, T-Lander.
T-Lander. That interception was crazy.
The defensive play of the game, at a time where Syracuse was trying to gain momentum, was right there at the beginning of the second half. He dove out, made that play. I had a great conversation with T-Lander's dad before the game. We was waiting on the Vol walk, standing there together. It was 8 a.m., and he's out there just taking it all in. I'm standing there. It's just me and him and Amanda. And I said hello to this guy standing there. He talked to me, and I asked him if he was excited. He said, my son's out there playing tonight. And I said, your son? He goes, yeah. I said, well, tell me who. And he said, T-Lander. I was like, oh, Big T. And it was about that time that Mike Keefe walked by, and we said hello to him. But found out that through T-Lander's dad that this team is different in the locker room this year. And that was some important information that you don't normally get from the players. He said, the locker room is solid. He said, this is a true team, and it's even different than it was last year. There's not as much of that ego going on, not as much problems going on. He said, Joey Aguilar is a leader, and the team feels the difference, and they love him and respect him. So that's important and good information to learn.
I'm going to go Arion Carter,
Okay.
The other linebacker. I had Joshua Joseph as well, though. Yep. Spank, who you going with?
If I had to give one, it'd be Arion Carter. The dude's going to be a beast. He's going to be. Oh, it seems like it seems like he's only been at Tennessee for like 12 years, but we'd love to have him every 12. I wish we could have him. Can we have him 12 years? I saw a guy yesterday.
You probably can.
I saw a guy yesterday. I forgot what game it was, but it was a quarterback, and he threw a pass to a wide receiver. And when that quarterback was a freshman in college, that wide receiver was in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Let's see. Austin Hensley says, no way. Hood was all over the place.
Hood was.
He was. He said he calls the interception that T-Lander come up with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hood was awesome. Four total tackles, three solo, and then obviously the scoop and score, three pass deflections. So,
and again, I was in the stadium watching, so knowing who made all the individual plays is going to be difficult to me. I hadn't went back and watched the full game.
Spur gets wild when he gets on the, what is it, the Goose and the Red Bull or something?
Yeah, you know.
It was hard for me to tell. I had a face full of chicken wings and chocolate milk.
I'm sure you did.
It looks like it. I was having a big time.
Other quick notes, Josh Heupel gets contract extension through 2030. Rick Barnes earns a lifetime contract here on Rocky Top for as long as he wants to coach.
Yeah, any concern on Heupel going to Oklahoma should be erased with this extension. They come after him, and they're going to have to pay. And Rick Barnes is going to be a vol until he doesn't want to be coaching anymore.
Which could be after this season. But, hey, it's okay.
I don't know. Well, it sounds he wants to stick around.
Other quick notes, we want to congratulate Hendon Hooker for signing with the Panthers. Tennessee also flips number one wide receiver in the country from LS, who? Tristan Keys.
Bless you.
Keys.
It's a massive
I watched that video from Little Man. It's like, give me the keys.
Yeah, Austin sent that one to me, and yeah, it was awesome. So the Vols have the number one quarterback and number one wide receiver in this coming class. On top of that, in the ESPN top 11 receivers in the country, Tennessee has four of those 11.
Wide receiver, you again.
Let's just hope the wide receivers don't drop some balls.
It's a massive deal, and Keys' deal with Adidas tells me he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Jay France says, no, Austin, you're wrong. McMurray tipped the pass that got intercepted. We've got a bunch of haters in here, per usual.
Where are they at, in TikTok?
Yes, TikTok is booming. 1,400 likes already on TikTok. Lucas says, how do you feel about Star Thomas? And we got a – we stole him. And
Jim, I don't know how Duke didn't do nothing with him. I don't know how they messed that one up.
They certainly did.
TN Football 247 on YouTube says, what a way to start off the season. Go Big Orange. And Jay says, is there a number to call? There was, but it is way too much hassle. People want to call in selling John Deere tractors and
this ain't trade time. This is the Vols Deep podcast, everybody.
All kinds of stuff. So we decided to cut that out.
You can learn from other avenues like Vol Calls that's been canceled that call-in shows just don't work anymore. They take too much time talking about nothing. So
and you half could, the people out there are retarded.
But you can always message us and we'll answer any question you have.
That's probably mean of me to say. I'm sorry. Not all of y'all, just half.
You never go full.
Yeah.
Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us, and we are all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Boulevard in Clinton. We've got a commercial break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Hit that share button for us.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Checkerboard, check the score. We gonna be on top. We're on. We're all bringing on. The
getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder, Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on. Butch and crew coming through, got this thing on lock. Checkerboard, check the score. We gonna be on top. We're all.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
Yeah. I'm back, okay.
All right, we are back with the fourth episode of Season 3. TikTok is booming, over 2,000 likes on there. We appreciate y'all very much. Brandon from Oklahoma says, great to see you guys back on. Thanks for listening to us. If you come up to Knoxville, holler at us. See, Teddy says Thomas is going to be a luxury late in games, late in the year.
Absolutely.
We're so deep at running back. It's almost like a video game. All right, that brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend, Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. A great friend, great real estate agent, great insurance agent. Overall, just awesome person. Vol for life. Y'all ready?
We're ready. Can't wait to see Steven this weekend.
Starbench cut, which position group impressed you the most yesterday? The running backs, the offensive line, or our quarterback?
You know, we've already talked about Joey Aguilar, but I still had to start Joey Aguilar because we just wasn't sure what we was going to get out of our quarterback. We've heard lots of bits and pieces about Joey, but we just didn't know. So I'm going to start Joey Aguilar because I was impressed with the way he controlled the offense, controlled the tempo, looked poised, looked confident out there, made the throws, ran the ball well when he needed to, didn't take the sack, didn't turn the ball over. So I'm starting Joey. I'm going to bench the offensive line. I said it earlier as well. Only 16 negative yardage plays or negative yards in the entire game. Joey Aguilar didn't get sacked at all. That's a testament to the offensive line, who had to be jumbled up right before the game started because David Sanders didn't start. And I'm going to cut the running backs because I think we already knew what we was getting out of the running backs. We knew they were going to be great, so they didn't surprise me a bit. I thought they played just how we knew he was going to play, which is tremendous.
So you took it right from my notes. That's the perfect order. We knew we was getting out of Aguilar. We were more shocked out of Aguilar because I'll be honest with you, I was nervous going into it because it took him so long to get that starting job. But he came out and he impressed very well. The offensive line, I'm going to have to bench them, even though, honestly, I was really shocked by them. Like, with Sanders going down and people having to move positions, you're like, okay, we could struggle up front today. But offensive line, I was real pleased with them. And then running backs or anyone who played NCAA 26 this year before the season, you knew what we was getting out of them running backs. You play as them three running backs.
Yeah, I go back and forth which one I'm going to play. I'm going to start the quarterback as well. I fully expected a little bit of struggle, but we got the total opposite of that. I'm going to bench the offensive line, not to put them second, but I have to. Zero sacks, only allowed three tackles for loss. And like Spurs said, two of those was probably counted as the nil-downs. This is awesome performance, and I'm going to cut the running backs. For no bad reason, other than I'm not surprised at all. We've been talking about the three-headed monster since we've been doing the show this season. Number two, who is this week's biggest loser? We're not talking about the TV show. I did watch that documentary on Netflix. It's pretty wild. But Texas, Alabama, Clemson.
Oh, this one's easy.
Alabama.
Alabama. Gosh, it feels good to say that, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. I think we're starting to get back to a time that Spur, I'll be honest with you, I can't even remember my whole lifehood.
I can tell you. Go ahead and finish your start bench cut here, and I'm going to say it.
I'm going to bench Clemson because that game, it could have went either way, honestly. Either way, the Tigers were going to win, Tigers were going to lose. Just hate it for old Dabo. But I'm going to cut Texas.
Are you being serious, or do you like Dabo?
He ain't terrible.
Okay. I didn't know if he was.
I don't hate him. I don't like him, but I ain't hate him. Then I'm going to have to cut Texas because, honestly, they're going in there in Ohio State. Lee Corso done put the headgear on. Lee Corso actually went perfect this week on picks.
He did.
What a way to go out, because he struggled the past few years.
Kirk's probably picking him for him.
And all the teams. I saw this.
I can tell you who didn't pick for him in a minute.
All the teams that Corso played for or coached all won this weekend too. But I'm going to cut Texas just because they're going up against one of the best defenses in the country at Ohio State. So you kind of figured something was going to happen with them.
I'm absolutely 100% starting Alabama.
Yeah.
2002, when Alabama played in Neyland Stadium, I sat in Section L, Row 6, right there where the Alabama team was coming into the stadium, and I looked down at Nick Saban standing right below me, and we yelled in his ear, "Nick Saban, the Alabama dynasty ends tonight." Well, guess what? That's when the Alabama dynasty ended. It was right there in 2002. We tore those goalposts down.
2022.
Yeah, 2022. They haven't been the same since. There's people already ready to fire DeBoer in Alabama. And they may go 75 this year. They didn't look good at all. They didn't look good at all.
$70 million buyout.
Do you know, in Nick Saban's time in Alabama, he's lost less than three times to unranked teams. And
Four times.
And now DeBoer's already lost four times as well in 2 years.
He's 5-5 in his last 10 games.
Yep, it's rough.
At Alabama.
Yeah.
Mike Sharp says Alabama's the start. Go ahead.
Can we just keep talking about how bad Alabama is?
I think we could make a whole show.
Low.
They did bring back that one coach, the one that was like the interim coach during that bowl game, the one that had that raspy voice. Well, we just got shot down inside trend.
Well, to finish this, I'm going to bench Texas because I believe Texas's quarterback's last name isn't Manning. I think it's Iamaliava. Because that's exactly how his footwork looked. Was just like Nico's. He was not sure-footed at all. Didn't throw very good passes. Looked lost out there. Looked like a freshman. And I'm going to cut Clemson because I think they got beat by a very good LSU team. And it was a close game. And either team was in that at the end. Texas didn't look good at all either. The defense played well, but they don't have anything on offense.
Logan says biggest losers, Alabama and Nico. Sonny says Alabama. Michael says Bama. Clemson, Texas is the order. Kimberly says Bama. Ryan Jackson says Bama, Clemson, Texas. Richard sends 50 stars. We appreciate that very, very much.
Yep. I think I just compared Archie Manning to Nico Iamaliava.
I think you did. I know you did.
Look at their stat lines. It's pretty similar.
Austin says Bama, Clemson, Texas. He also says Dabo is the cringiest coach in the country.
Have you ever seen Shane Beamer?
I was going to say.
Did you see what Shane Beamer did today?
I would say top 10, but yeah. Which part?
Oh, man. Like, and now it worked for him, but if it didn't work, he was going to look like the biggest troll ever. Like, apparently, there was about to go to a TV timeout, and it was like, it was fourth down. Virginia Tech was punting. And the refs are saying, hey, we're going to a TV commercial. Oh, no. He throws a fit. He's like, no, we're going. And then that's when they got that big punt return for a touchdown. He's going down the sideline.
I seen the punt return, but I must have missed that part. I was eating.
It happened just right then. And he's going down the sidelines, just throwing his arms up. And
I was eating some Mexico. You know how that goes.
Coco Loco down here at the
Crossroads?
Cancun's. First time over there. It's good. Usually I'm loyal to
sponsorship
my
there.
Elkans. I've got Alabama as a start. They're only ranked because of the name, in my opinion.
Really curious to see where they end up this week.
Declining rapidly. I hope they get in the same position that we're in. I'm going to bench Texas because a lot of hype, a bought roster. And I don't know. I just expected more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut Clemson. Definitely a loser. They had a lot of hype, too, especially with Klubnik. But he underperformed per usual.
Yeah.
Start bench cut. Who's this week's biggest overachiever? Florida State, South Florida. I'm going to throw LSU on there.
Hell,
you got to throw LSU on there because they're 0-5. They was 0-5. I guess they are, but they was going to be 0-6. So
you have to start Florida State. I mean, they beat the mighty Alabama. What used to be the mighty Alabama anyway. They just beat a mediocre Alabama team now. But they look good. They stormed their field, which, whatever.
I said it that on the podcast last week that Florida State was going to win. They were going to storm the field. Now they're about to lose every game that they're in the rest of the year.
But more impressively, might be that South Florida team over Boise State, because
It's going to be more impressive than they spank Florida's ass.
Yeah.
This weekend. Oh,
you already know what scares me, because once they spank Florida, then Florida's going to come calling for a certain somebody that's wearing a shade of green right now, and it scares me. And I'm going to cut LSU. I think LSU took care of business. They didn't win very impressively, but they beat a very good Clemson team.
Well, heck, LSU won in Death Valley. Ain't they supposed to do that? But I'm going to start South Florida, because not only did they pull off the upset, they spanked them. Like, they just grabbed them by the face and just smacked them across the face. Then I'm going to bench Florida State, because, look, I saw it coming. Okay, I'm not like Ray Charles and Ronnie Millsap.
I'm pretty sure I did. I pick them?
No, you didn't. You didn't. I don't think you did. I think I was the only one. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, you're right. I
could be wrong.
I know I picked them on a bet.
And then I'm going to cut LSU because they're supposed to win at Death Valley. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna start Florida State 2-10 last year. Just awesome recovery. I'm going to bench South Florida, but we all knew that Golish is going to be really, really good. And obviously going to cut LSU, but like I said, it's impressive considering they've been 0-5 in their last five season openers.
At least they're not playing cupcakes in their season openers. We got to give them that.
Michael says Florida State spoke that shit into existence. Austin says that's the order, Florida State, USF, and LSU. He wasn't buying the hype, but they look good on the road. Jared says Alabama has a GoFundMe to buy out their coach right now.
I don't doubt it a bit. Hey, there's a certain Nick Saban that said he wants to coach again.
God, could you imagine if he come back? If he does, I hope it's one of them just horrible comebacks. Like, come out of retirement and just fail completely. Yeah, it probably will be, because he hates this whole world of college football.
I had to read some of y'all.
He's going to be the commissioner.
So stick around for this one right here. I got a message from a friend of mine's wife. I don't know if I should call out her name or not, but her name is Mary. And she texted me after that Alabama game, and she said, "I'm about to convert to a Vol. What the F is this crap I'm watching? I can't stand this damn Bama coach. He sucks ass. Sorry, I know you get it. If you'll get me a damn Tennessee purse, I'll wear the thing now."
Yeah, I'm sure they're all at Walmart and trying to find them some Tennessee stuff right now. A lot of bandwagons. Number four, after seeing the Vols play, what will Tennessee's record be? 11-1, 10-2, 9-3.
I'm going to start 10-2. I think Tennessee's going to struggle week three against Georgia. I think Georgia's roster is still better than Tennessee's, although I wouldn't be surprised. And then I have us losing to someone down the road, whether it be Oklahoma, whether it continue our track record in the swamp in Florida. We just can't seem to win there. So I'm going 10-2. I'm going to bench 11-1, and I'm cutting 9-3. I think we showed we're better than a lot of teams that's on our schedule right now.
I went back and forth with this one, but honestly, after seeing Alabama play yesterday, I'm going to start 10-2. I'm going to cut I'm going to bench 9-3, just because I see that Oklahoma game. It could be a toss up, honestly. And then at Alabama, even though they're playing bad right now, they could get up for that one. I'm going to cut 11-1 because we still got a grueling SEC schedule, unlike some schools in the area, like that just play cupcakes all year long.
I'm going to start 10-2. I'm going to bench 9-3. I'm going to cut 11-1. I just want to see – not saying it's not going to be good. I just need to see personally that defense.
I'm wearing orange glasses today, boys.
Yeah, I keep them on. Stryker on YouTube says, any word on McCoy's return? They are saying Georgia.
We hope Georgia.
We hope. And that's not official. That's the
Miami
rumor.
Miami just scored on Notre Dame. It is now 14-7 going into halftime.
Boys, I got some disappointing news a few minutes ago. Standing out here waiting on this podcast to start, my 8-year-old son sent me a picture of him saying, "Daddy, I picked a new college team." He was wearing a Notre Dame shirt. And I said, "No, son.
I used to have a Notre Dame hat."
No, he said, "This is my new favorite team, Daddy."
Just because I had a cousin I looked up to that liked them.
They go to the Catholic Church in Oak Ridge, so I'm assuming that's part of this. But
been cracking on some damn knuckles. What they've been doing. Them nuns over there.
I tell you.
Who you cheering for?
Yep.
What's going on?
I can't do it. I told him I can't cheer with him. ain't going to happen.
Devin says, update on Moy. Last I heard is they're doing it like an MRI and on the elbow.
Yeah, he come out in that first quarter. I was a little worried. So he was already wearing a brace on it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Man, I hope not. Is not the like. I could be totally off base here. But does it seem like the Polynesian players get hurt more than other players? Like the NFL and everything. It just seems – I mean, it could be there's not as many of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, them tattoos, man, they take a toll on your body. So that could be –
I don't know. It just – I mean, I could be way off
base.
Let's
do some kind of case study on this.
We really need to.
I'd love – if I wasn't white
– After Peely got hurt last year, I really started being like, man, like it seems like there's so many that get hurt.
Like, yeah, if I wasn't white, I'd want to be like Samoan or Polynesian just to be have one of them big old tattoos. I thought about getting one if I wasn't white.
We'll call Christopher Nowinski and have him do a study on it.
Mike says go Irish. Richard says, hey now, Joe Montana was Irish.
Joe Montana was
Irish. Mike also says 12-0.
Michael says
rumor are he's done for the season. Man, I hope not. Hypo should let us know tomorrow. Well, he don't let us know much.
No.
But
he'll say he's week to week every week till the end of the year.
Yeah.
Hypo is the king of coach speak.
Oh, he is. He gives you ask a question, you'll come out more confused of the answer than the question than what you was before you even asked.
He's not as bad as Billy Napier. Have you ever listened to a Billy Napier press conference? Like, they'll just ask him a simple question like, hey, how do you feel about the run defense this week? And he'll go, well, I think it's more of a grander picture. Of like, he just, like, just go, like, I'm just like, what are you trying to sell us here, dude?
I think Coach, like, Hypo, I think it's like a game to him. Like, how less can I give them than they want? Which SEC coach seat is the hottest right now? Kalen DeBoer, Sam Pittman, or Dabo Swinney?
Seeing as how Dabo isn't necessarily in the SEC.
Oh, shoot. I messed that up.
Be kind of hard with it.
You could have told me that when you seen it.
I didn't notice it till just now, but I'm starting
Kalen.
This
was 2 in the morning.
I think the start is unanimous.
It's Kalen DeBoer. He's been in Alabama for, less than a year and a half, and he's already – the fan base has turned on him already.
People are saying that buyout's too big. I can promise you down in Tuscaloosa, that buyout is not that big. If they get riled up enough.
And Lane Kiffin just sitting there twiddling his thumbs, waiting to come.
See, if I was Lane Kiffin, I'd either stay where I'm at or Florida came calling, I'd go there. Because, look, the pressure at Alabama, look, I can't remember who said it yesterday, but I remember Bear Bryant could come out of the grave, and he still wouldn't want that Alabama job because nobody wants that shadow. Nobody wants to be able to follow a legend.
I'm benching Sam Pitt and I'm cutting Dabo Swinney. Dabo's fine at Clemson.
Yeah. That Clemson's never really had – that's exactly my word. Clemson's never really had, any other success other than Dabo, okay? Like, the only thing I can remember of Clemson before Dabo is Refrigerator Perry. That's it.
Yeah, they can't do any better than Dabo.
There's
no
money at Clemson, so he's doing more or less there. I'll be honest about it.
Yeah, Dabo's slide, too.
Dabo's definitely the cut. DeBoer's obviously the start. I want him to go into such a big drought like Tennessee did. But honestly, Sam Pittman, they love him there, and the standard's not that high at Arkansas. So, I mean, the seat's obviously warm, but
all I'm going to say is I hope
– it's almost like if whenever they get somebody that's better, they might turn him loose.
I hope Alex Gullish goes somewhere out west.
Yeah, don't go south.
Devin says, we beat Georgia this year. I feel it in my bones. I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I love getting Georgia early.
I do, too.
Because Kirby's not been that good early. And we've only lost one game at home in, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's been to Georgia.
It was to Georgia.
But
that place is going to be rocking.
It's going to be crazy. Logan says Spurs been hitting the head. Hypo will literally say he's weak. Oh, he said you hit it in the head. I thought he said it.
I've been hitting the head a time or two, too. But
Michael says, I love his lack of transparency. Stewart says DeBoer. Michael says, never compare Hypo to some Belt Billy Spank.
What?
You did.
Oh, I did.
Slightly, yeah.
3,200 likes on TikTok. Bunch of go Vols. We've got to go Tigers in the comment. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Somebody asked for Tennessee fans. Nope, we are not. How could you tell? All right, we will be right back. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out Stephen Hensley Insurance, or sorry, Stephen Hensley Realty. They changed the name, and Orange Shield Insurance. Best of the best. He'll be completely honest with you. If he can't beat the price or whatever, he'll flat out tell you that you're better off, you know, staying where you are. We'll be right back. Stick with us at the share button. We've got the duel coming up next. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call. All right, we are back. It's great to be back. Even better that the 2025 season is underway. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, watching us, however you prefer to do it. Right now we have The Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. If you name it, they can build it or they can repair it. 865-399-2227. That's 865 Exteriors. Let's see. OSU Buckeyes Nation says, congrats on beating Syracuse. Y'all looked better without Nico. It felt better without Nico.
We certainly agree.
Yeah, we agree. And
That was Oklahoma State Nation, correct? Mm-hmm. We ain't taking a compliment from Ohio State.
Oregon State, too.
That's the Ohio Bobcats.
Oh, Ohio Bobcats, all right.
Yep. Ohio Bobcats. Coach DJ says he needs more Vols Deep merch. We need to get some more hats. We've been talking about it. Let's see. Dev says he'll be working concessions for his son's wrestling team for the Georgia
wrestling
game.
Wrestling team, all right.
Come by and see us. Let's see.
Where are you going to be? Which concession do you know? Speaking of that, we need to talk about these upgrades at Neyland Stadium at some point.
Yeah, we do. We need to put
maybe add that next week after the first game.
After we see it in person.
Here's your hit, guys. Go in gate 9. Forget 21. Go in gate 9.
All right.
Gate 9. Where's that? I just find the closest gate.
Truly. It's supposed to be incredible.
All right. Let's hit the duel. Several questions will be asked. Some are random. Some they know beforehand. They will argue their answers to the best of their ability.
Pay attention.
Sorry.
Now, the winner is selected by you. Josh is the champion, but he couldn't make it tonight. So,
nope.
It's vacated.
No more. Are you people going to get tired for voting for him?
So vote in the comments for your duel winner. We'll see if Spank can beat the two-time champ tonight. Question one. You have one person to replace Lee Corso's mascot picks. Who is it?
This answer is easy to me. It's Nick Saban. Nick Saban has shown personality when on the air, and he's been a little bit of a sarcastic attitude, which I absolutely love.
He's definitely sarcastic.
Can you imagine Nick Saban putting on the smoky head when we play Alabama inside Neyland Stadium next year? Nick Saban put on the smoky head. I want to see it.
See, Nick Saban's a great choice if you're going to do it. Me personally, though, but I'll answer the question for the sake of the duel because everybody wants me to answer the question right, okay? We don't want an actual real answer from me. My real answer is we don't do the headgear no more to honor and the legacy of Lee Corso, but since we got to, it's Pat McAfee. Who's somebody who can take it and run with it? We've done seen he can take things and run with them, just like singing Georgia songs and flipping it to Alabama.
The thing about Pat McAfee is he doesn't need to put on the headgear. He's a personality anyway. He's going to be over the top no matter what he does. Pat McAfee is awesome. Just think about Nick Saban putting on this headgear.
I do agree with that. And look, I honestly wanted to say Nick Saban, but you said Nick Saban.
That's right. That's why I went first.
But if we're being honest, like, I think the headgear needs to be done. I think let's save the history of it, Lee Corso and his memory. Don't try to overshadow.
He's not dead yet. Golly.
Look, no one else put on the fedora. No one else put on the visor. Like, there's just some things that need to be just left alone.
All right.
Mike says no one should replace the headgear. Jeff Hensley says Spurrier.
Coach Wright. I'm telling you, if Spurrier got on TV, it would be. Oh, he'd have people ready to fight.
Pat McAfee's what Ryan Jackson says.
I would love Pat McAfee. I still think Nick Saban would be fun at that role.
Stewart says you retire it. Let us know for TikTok purposes. Spanky is on the orange. Spur is in the gray. So that's how you know who to vote for. Question two: which position group does Tennessee have to improve on the most before week three, when them pups from Georgia come to Knoxville?
I'd honestly say, and I'm not saying they need to improve because injuries kind of derailed it a little bit, but I'm going to say that defensive line. Because if you don't think Georgia's going to come in here and run the dang ball on us, you got another mistake coming. So we got to fix that defensive line and give some pressure up front.
Yeah, I also wrote the defensive line. Syracuse is able to regularly push our line, and that shouldn't have happened. 4 to 6 yards of carry in the second half. Has me concerned when we face a much better offense. And he said we did have injuries. But since he said the defensive line, I'm going to go over secondary because we allowed Syracuse to complete passes across the middle, especially on third and fourth down for big gains, 20, 25 yards, a couple even longer passes. So our secondary has to improve. We didn't intercept the ball any. I think it's important that we play much better in that regard because Georgia's going to come out and look to throw the ball.
Ryan Jackson says Saban doesn't have the personality.
I think
Eric White says defensive line. Lee says he just got in here. What's up, Lee?
And Lee, you taking care of all the problems down there, man.
Logan says defensive line as well.
It is certainly defensive line. We all agree on that, I believe.
Question three. Which alternate Tennessee logo is the best?
It's the Rifleman logo. Davy Crockett with Rifleman. That is the best alternate logo. It's classic. I love it. I want it on everything I own.
I'm going to have to disagree on that one. The Rifleman's a good one. But I like the Vol Star one. I love it. It pays homage to the TriStar and the state logo.
Somewhere in here.
Can't go wrong with either one. That was my second pick.
The Vol Star's good. Now, and one that ain't talked about a whole lot is the new Vol. Like, the new Volo that's on the baseball jersey. The reason I love that
The cursive Vols or the big block letter Vols?
Big block letter Vols.
Oh, that's changing with Adidas, though, because that's a certain font that Nike owns. So.
No, it's not.
It's not?
University owns that font. University owns their colors. And the universe, I have their brand guide if anyone ever needs it. I have the official.
That's good to know
guide.
That we can stick with that.
We can still stick with that.
I was worried it was a Nike thing, so
no,
that's good to know.
No, it actually ain't.
Lee says he loves the old Vol Star. Teddy says he digs the Star Vols. Eric says he would love to see the orange rifleman on a black helmet.
Ooh, that'd be sweet.
Why not? No. And don't worry. It might get posted at some point this week. But rifleman on a smoky gray helmet with that smoky mountain background. You watch out for that.
Oh, do you have some inside information?
No, I just made this for.
Okay.
Which Tennessee quarterback transfers first, George McIntyre or Jake Merklinger?
I hate to say it, but it's McIntyre. I hate because with Frazier coming in, I think Merklinger, he stuck it out. I could see him finishing it out, but I just – and I hate it because, you know, I'd love to see McIntyre do good, but that's kind of the double-edged sword of the days of you having five stars on the bench or – They're over with.
I think Merklinger has a chance to start next year. I think he's going to stick around. McIntyre's probably going to have to go somewhere. It's unfortunate. It's just the name of the business, and especially with NIL, because someone's going to pay him to come. And when Brandon Frazier coming, it's just is what it is. I want them all to stay, but we just can't have that.
I like McIntyre better than Jake personally.
I do too, but
yeah. Question five. Let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. After seeing week one, who will play in the SEC championship?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Really good question.
Yeah. I'm going to go with LSU first. LSU's probably.
Well,
Hey, you said after week one.
You've bashed them for 3 weeks in a row.
I've
praised them, and now you're.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
See how it is.
I think the SEC championship game is going to be.
I got LSU one. You get to go one now.
We just got to give one?
No, I'm going to give the second one. So.
Okay, well, I'll give both mine. It's going to be LSU and the Tennessee Volunteers.
I would love for it to be Tennessee. You're trying to get some votes here. I'm going to take mine back. I take mine back since you went there.
Okay.
Since I bashed LSU so much, give me Tennessee and Georgia playing against each other in the SEC championship game.
We got a Vols LSU from Mike and LSU Tennessee from Eric. LaMichael says Tennessee wins it all.
That's right.
It'd be awesome.
Logan says GMAC will stay. Merklinger will transfer.
Hey, if McIntyre does stay and if he does start, when they do the starters announcements, they need to play Return of the Mac.
That'd be fun.
Return of the Mac. Hey,
Mason says LSU will smoke Tennessee. Just like y'all did in 2022, right?
Yeah.
It was
heard
over
that before, hadn't we?
Yep. What's the all-time record between Tennessee and LSU?
Hey, you know, speaking of being over before it ever started, did you see the beginning of the Alabama game where one of their male cheerleaders ran out with the flags and the A was upside down? It's great.
Lee says it does not matter. Tennessee is going to win the whole damn thing.
That's right, Lee.
Stewart says Tennessee and Georgia. Richard says beat Georgia first.
Lee's got it going, man. He even got the 8U Wildcats win.
I would put some money there, probably.
Yeah.
I would put some money there. All right, last one. Let us know in the comments. Spur or Spanky, who is winning the duel?
Been pretty good so far.
This is gonna get some emotions rolling here.
Oh, boy, here we go.
What is the best overall fast food restaurant of all time?
Of all time?
I'm letting you go first.
No. Let's hear it from the Spank first.
Fine. You want to hear it from me? If we're talking about quality, we could go a whole bunch of different things. But we're going to go overall here with marketing, availability, pricing, food, and quality. We are going with the OG, the one that started it all. It is the Mac Effin Donald's. McDonald's, it is the number one fast food place in the whole country. Now, it's debated on whether their burgers are good or not. Well, guess what? They got different options. If you want to pay for a bacon McDouble with no pickle, no mustard, you can do that. Or if you want a quarter pounder, if you want double quarter pounder with cheese on it, you can get that too. McDonald's has something for everybody. McDonald's is the number one fast food place in the whole world.
Are you wanting to put McDonald's? I don't even know if you consider McDonald's food anymore. It's so processed. It's all fake. It's not real beef. It's not real chicken. You don't even know what you're eating at McDonald's, let alone putting them as the best of anything.
I know what I mean because I'm ordering the damn thing.
Just because there's so many of them and they're halfway cheap doesn't make them the best. That just means they're readily available. They're terrible. The food's awful there. Golly, no wonder why.
Look, he never said what was the best clear. Food. He said, what's the best fast food place?
It's clear you eat at McDonald's a lot.
I do eat at McDonald's a whole lot. And it I is, never, that is look, I'm
very,
not even,
very, very
McDonald's
clear.
Has not even had the best burgers in fast food. That goes to Culver's, number one. And number two is the Baconator from Wendy's.
Hey, Let me pick a choice now, damn it.
Well, go on.
You took two of them now, three of them. You got to go with God's Chicken, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. It's God's Chicken. It's the best fast food around there. It's always good. It's always fresh. Yeah. Everything except for the Polynesian sauce, don't get that anymore. Chick-fil-A is the best fast food restaurant. They treat you right. You get in and out. It's always good. It's always going to be good.
Stewart says Bojangles. Chad says Spanky talking about all fast food.
Yeah.
That is an expert question for Spanky. He knows very well.
I do. I get very passionate. Hey, Culver's opens in September. Michael
says America disagrees with you, Spanky.
I'm going to tell you something. You know what's amazing to me? You know what restaurant has the best chicken tenders and the best french fries right now?
What's that?
Taco Bell.
What?
They got chicken tenders? And they're great.
Logan says,
I will be the judge of this.
Logan says, Whataburger. Buddy's Barbecue.
Whataburger on Cumberland Avenue. You can't even get in. I want to. I've had a Whataburger one time in Nashville. I'd like to go eat it on Cumberland Avenue for lunch every day, but they got the damn line out to the end of the strip every day. Every day.
Hey, the strip's happening again because of Whataburger.
Oh, it is. And it's right next to Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Michael says great. I was going to vote for Valdaddy until Spur gave the answer. Is that a vote for the Spur?
I believe it was.
It was a vote for the Spur. We've got a tie right now.
What was even your answer?
God's Chicken. Chick-fil-A.
Derek Owen says he. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh. Derek's going. Spank.
I got a funny story.
LaMichael says Hardee's.
Hardee's is technically not fast food. They do not classify themselves as fast food.
The drive-thru is definitely not.
There's
fast.
There's nothing about Hardee's fast.
This is what you do at Hardee's in the morning. I done have it figured out. You walk in there for breakfast, and you're liable to piss people off. But you go up to the counter, and you look at them, and you say, what do you have that's ready? Not you don't tell them what you want. You ask what they got ready. You get it, and you get out. Don't be picky.
So, quick story about Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We were talking about God's Chicken. Tim Tebow gave the invocation before the game Saturday with Tennessee and Syracuse. And when they announced Tim Tebow, it was the weirdest sound ever in a stadium. I swear, Tennessee fans booed. Did they cheer again?
They was confused.
Nobody knew what to do. It's Tim Tebow. We all love Tim Tebow. Screw you, Tim Tebow. It was so funny.
Let's see here. Michael says Whataburger is trash. Ryan Jackson says Spur lost me when he said Polynesian sauce.
We don't get Polynesian sauce, Ron. Pay attention.
He said this is coming from a guy that puts 13 and a half salt packets on everything. I'm going with Spank.
That's right.
He said, Lee says Burger King is underrated. I agree with that, especially with onion rings.
Look here, guys. I'll just say this. Who are you going to trust more with your rating of fast food? A guy that has peak male performance like this or a guy that likes healthy food like Spur?
Who said I liked healthy food?
Well, look at you, man.
I just like God's Chicken. That's the first time I've been called fit in quite a while. You know what? I guess make you vote for that one. I guess make you vote. Spanky wins.
Michael says that boy knows his food. All right, let us know.
Some Dino Nuggets or something.
Oh, man, I love some Dino Nuggets.
Let us know in the comments who won the duel. We want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Did you know McDonald's serves cereal?
Son of a bitch.
We're coming to you live on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok. We appreciate the likes, comments, shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, We do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
EFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
Tomatoes, tots, and a water.
Use the app and get that half-price drink.
See, I just get water, so all my drinks.
Oh, okay. Use that app and then get free tater tots of any order.
TikTok has been getting all kinds of food from suggestions.
If we did a whole show about food or wrestling, we would have a 4-hour show.
We're back. Episode 4 continues inside the Vol K. Fired up to be here. We're glad you all are listening. Lee likes some fast food, too, it looks like, in the comments. Pals, Frenchy Fries.
Hey, Pals up there in Greenville, pretty good.
Lee says Taco Bell ain't playing. He says Wendy's. He says KFC. He says Burger King. Well, he likes some fast food.
I don't know how he's doing it with all them kids, man. Come on, man.
Mark says Cracker Barrel's changing their logo and their decorations. It's going to be the new Spirit Halloween store.
No, they are not.
They went back.
They. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute.
All right, now we're going to play one of my personal favorites, One Word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. I went there about 2 weeks ago, needing maintenance stuff. Now I've got two front tires on my mower that are dry rotted, so I'll be back in there again.
Do you need two front tires? Go to Frank's Fix-It.
That's right. Frank's Fix-It Shop in Kingston, Tennessee. How One Word works, for those who are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, a state, whatever, and we are going to describe that using only one word. Usually, it's whoever we're playing. They get picked on, but it's kind of hard considering we're playing ETSU. But number one, East Tennessee State University.
Bucks.
Paycheck.
Yeah, I had payout. I'll go sympathy.
Can I go dome?
Dome?
Yeah.
You got a dome?
They play inside a dome.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
All right. Did not know that either. Joey Aguilar.
Rock. Because he's rock solid.
Nico who?
That's two words, Burr.
No. It's not how you spell it. It matters how you spell it in different languages.
Swagular.
Oh, I like it.
Swagular. 1-0.
Tennessee.
Satisfying.
FSU.
Okay.
Johnson City.
Darius Rucker.
I hate somebody already said this a second ago. Pals.
Johnson City, Tennessee.
I had Crow for that. Old Crow Medicine Show that, bro.
Darius.
Okay, we'll just go Wagon Wheel. Jeff says upgrade for Aguilar.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Swagular as well.
I like Swagular.
And I'm swag. I'm surfing.
We got confident. Alabama football.
Forced.
Pest.
Winless. Alex Golish.
Ginger.
Future.
Ginger.
Since Alabama's at past.
I'm going to go miss because I miss him bad.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA.
Laughable. I didn't mean you had to laugh.
Sorry. That's my answer.
Oh, okay.
That's my answer.
It's like, okay, I gotcha. I'm going to go empty. That place is, it's pitiful. Nico, I want to come back, please ya.
This is not one word, but I don't care. He looks like, and I don't know why we never caught this, he looks like a great value version of Snoop Dogg.
If Snoop Dogg ever done meth. Daddy. Daddy's my answer.
Spank, will you restart the TikTok? Okay. Damn it. I should have done that at commercial break. That's my fault. I'm going to go volleyball.
All right. maybe it should be better.
He's going to hit the portal.
Play volleyball.
To play volleyball. I think we can all agree that what Josh Heupel done with what we saw last night is just a testament on how good Josh Heupel is. Mm-hmm. Because to be able to go to the college football playoffs with the quarterback we seen last night is
I can't argue that
great.
Too much.
Is great. Mike Keith's first call.
Time.
I'm going to go passion.
Sack! I knew he was going to scream in it.
Best fast food ice cream. One word.
It's not fast food, but I don't care. Mayfield. No, Freddy's. Freddy's. My fault. Freddy's.
I have to go one word. I can't say DQ.
Just say DQ. It's one word.
DQ.
Chick-fil-A, one word.
Have y'all ever had Freddy's?
No, it's got a hyphen.
Yes,
in it.
Yes, I've had Freddy's. Is Freddy's. Freddy's
is so Culver's good. Is pretty good, too.
Oh, yes, it is.
We had to restart TikTok Live. We had somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 likes on there, so we appreciate everybody. Hopefully, it gets going again. Arch Manning.
Nico.
I'm going to go sympathy because I kind of feel bad for him. Because even in the interviews, he's like, man, I haven't done nothing yet. But everybody just keeps hopping him
overrated.
Up.
Overrated. I'm probably just being mean. I'm sorry.
Nah, I got fraud on there too, so I can't.
Look at his footwork. It looks just like Nico's.
That's some,
nah, he look like
it
Uncle
looks
Rico.
Just like Nico's.
He looked just like Uncle Rico. Someone did a side-by-side of him and mm-hmm. Uncle Rico's drop back.
We got Brewster's for ice cream. Is that considered fast food?
It's an ice cream by itself.
We got DQ. We've got Culver's.
I heard that Hoskins Drugstore in Clinton's got pretty good ice cream.
Ryan Jackson says he would rather have Bob Kesslin back. I felt like I was listening to a Titans game, and I can't stand the Titans.
Well, you don't have to listen to the Titans anymore. Don't ever wish Bob Kesslin back.
Ryan, what's wrong with you, dude? You want crack? Like, why Ryan. Would you want Bob Kesslin back? That rhymes. That right. Are you on crack? Because why would you want Bob Kesslin back?
That's a pretty good statement right there, Spanky.
Cracker Barrel.
Did you hear his first call when he said it was football time in Tennessee?
Yeah.
It was classy. It was good.
I was on the radio because we was coming back from the football game. So
it was early because they played Tennessee's entrance song, and it was three more minutes before he came out on the field, but still good.
I want to go pancakes because they do have some good pancakes.
I'm going to go overrated.
Punt.
No, they backed up and punted.
They backed up and punted.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Episode 4, dual winner.
Spanky.
The Spank.
I already gave it to him.
Before you done that, he was still.
No, I gave it to him. People's vote for me. I told everybody I just give it to Spanky. So, congrats, buddy.
You went down pretty good there, Spur.
I probably did.
You did go before. Down good.
Down. Wait a minute here. We ain't talking about that right now.
Stuart says Cracker Barrel free publicity.
They did. It was
a work.
I swear
they did that just to.
You see my post,
didn't
you? It's a work. Yeah. It's a work.
Let's see. Spank's still getting votes.
That's right, baby.
Chad says Cracker Barrel very overrated. The outrage was also overrated. I agree with that, too. It's pretty crazy.
It's one of them monthly memes. Like, every month's got a meme that.
It just shows you how much social media can take off with the dumbest things.
Good.
So, yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. Cracker Barrel met Tennessee's Twitter is what happened.
We got excited for Arkansas-Tennessee game this year. See y'all in Knoxville.
Come join us at the tailgate.
Ty Lou says, I'm coming to the Oklahoma game from Iowa. Have an extra ticket.
Ty Lou,
question mark.
Former Cavaliers basketball coach?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
He has an extra ticket?
He's looking for one.
Oh, well, keep looking because good luck.
He's looking for one. All right, that was One Word, sponsored by Frank's Fix-It Shop. Check out Frank's for all of your outdoor tool needs, maintenance, small engine repairs, or if you want to buy a new mower or new equipment, 865-376-9299. We'll be right back with our next segment. We also have giveaway coming up as well, so make sure you stick around for that. Hit the share button for us. Let's finish this thing strong. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair slash replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
We are back. We're back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MBM Heating and Air. Go ahead and save their number for the winner. Get that maintenance done. MBM Heating and Air, 865-376-2626. Ryan Jackson says, your boy Mike Keith sounds like Stephanie McMahon taught him how to call a ball game.
Glad you feel that way, Ryan.
Ryan,
glad you feel that way.
Just hush and pull your shorts down. You see him? He was out there at practice one day in them high shorts.
I seen it. He looked.
I don't know where you was going with that, Spank.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't either. I was curious for me. I was like, what? Never what are you talking about, Spank?
Yeah, that's my fault.
Right. We can clip that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we can clip that one.
Obviously, this next matchup is going to be an easy win for Tennessee. But let's go ahead and hit our keys to the game for Tennessee versus ETSU coming up this Saturday. I'll start it off. I think just get off the field and put up the points early, put up the big points. Work in some wrinkles, work on catching the football, get the ball down a little bit. Just overall, let's just get ready for Georgia. And the big thing is get healthy and stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the major key to the game right there.
And again, imagine if a team come out in the wishbone against a team like Georgia.
First
out of nowhere.
Play of the game in kneeling, man. Just
no, let's just
that
show
place it. Is just going wild to come out with our three-headed monster come out in the wishbone. Dude, Kirby would have a meltdown.
He wouldn't know what to do.
I think I'm going to start that rumor and just.
Can we AI a picture of Tennessee in a wishbone formation?
Just let it. Oh, yeah. Like, Tennessee's not even practicing for ETSU this week. They are putting in the wishbone for Georgia week three. And if it takes off like it did the goalpost thing.
But what happens if they actually are doing it and then they don't do it because we've reported it? What happens then?
Oh, yeah. Hype would be pissed.
Maybe we should call and ask if he's going to do it.
I'm going to get hold of Austin Price back. Let's leak this fake shit.
Yeah.
It's score early and often. Get everyone in the game. Stay injury free. And here's a part of it. Have fun in the first home game
of the
season.
These are the games you really have fun in.
This is the game you need to enjoy this experience. Like you mentioned earlier, Joey Aguilar running through the team for the first time. Enjoy the atmosphere. It's going to be great for about two quarters, and then everybody's going to be drunk.
I just think of something. Never mind. I'm just not going to comment. I just mean we're having – never mind. But, no, this is one of them games. Don't make no headlines. That means just get in, do your job, get some other guys some reps. Don't make nothing newsworthy that, oh, we're struggling today or we just blew – because, look, even though you want to win by a lot, at the end of the day – you're probably facing a bunch of Tennessee kids. Let's be honest here.
Hey, now,
so,
now
I'm glad we're keeping the money in state.
ETSU's playing two quarterbacks, and one of them was at Michigan and Iowa, I believe. So, he's a pretty big-name quarterback.
We've got some. I missed the tailgate Saturday. I was at Little League games, so I did not get to go.
Which tailgate? Because we looked for a tailgate, couldn't find one. It was a that I knew anybody at.
Jeff says no injuries, get a lead, and build our depth. Agreed completely. Just get up quick. Let's see. I think the whole Bob Kessel and Mike Keith topic is a good one to talk about. People have some opinions about that.
I don't mean they're right.
Defensive keys of the game. We were out of place quite a bit, whatever that issue was. We need to get that fixed, figure out the correct personnel. I think even like the Boo Carter situation, we need to know, you know, who's in place for Georgia. And again, I think it's that simple and just stay healthy.
Yeah, I want to shut them out. I do. I want to stop the ground game. I want our defensive backs to play more than just zone coverage, especially on third down. Stay injury free, and I'd say same as offense. Have some fun out there.
Jeremy says they cooked 240 eggs, 25 pounds of sausage, 25 pounds of pancakes, and 10 pounds of bacon. Well, I can tell you right now, that's a lot of food, but that's still not enough.
Jeremy, that's still not enough bacon
for this bank.
What was this tailgate at?
How many pounds of sausage?
25 pounds of sausage.
I've not seen that since this morning when I went to the bathroom.
Which tailgate? Because we look for a tailgate to 10. And
he says, let's see. Oh, he said, I'm in the G10 Facebook I get so many messages. I'm sorry, I get a lot. Yeah. Usually I'm at the Vol Navy tailgating on the boats with Big Steven.
Well, where was he at Saturday, though, in Atlanta?
Home Depot parking lot, he said.
Well, he was there.
You missed him.
Yeah.
You missed him.
I'd like a good bacon sandwich.
Let's hit some over-under. And some of these are just yes or no, I guess. Joey Aguilar, 3,500 yards of total offense this season.
I'm going under, but not by much, and I'll finish the statement on the next question. So go ahead, Spikey.
Wait, 3,500. Never mind. I get my numbers confused. I just thought you said 35 total.
He's done had that.
Yeah, I'll go under.
Does this include our bowl game and playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going over. Give me over because we're going to play several games after the regular 12 game regular season. So now I'm going over.
Over.
I'm going to go under, and that's just because Hendon Hooker had 35-65 in 2022. I think he'll be close.
I'm going to give you a stat that I didn't know until I was listening to Mike Keith, who knows all stats. Here's your Mike Keith stat. Did you know that Joey Aguilar, in the past 2 years, has more yardage and completions than the 4 years of Coach Heupel's quarterbacks at Tennessee? Had in 4 years, so Aguilar has more in the last 2 years than Heupel's quarterbacks had all four years.
All 4 years. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think they said that during the TV broadcast, too. Joey Aguilar, 3,000 yards passing.
Regular season, I would go under, but give him the postseason, I'm going over.
I'll go over.
I'm going to go under here as well, just because Hendon, again, had 3,135. And I get that Hendon didn't get to play a full season, but I think we're going to run the football a whole lot more this year than we did with Hendon.
How much is Joey going to play this week? How much is he going to play against New Mexico State? How much is he going to play against UAB? So
yep.
There's three games he may not play a lot in.
I just think we're going to be – we've always been run heavy. I'll also be honest.
I think Joey needs to play three quarters this week. I think he needs that experience out there.
I would be perfectly fine with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tennessee has – two backs, this is more of a yes or no. Tennessee has two backs go over 1,000 yards this season.
I say it's over. It's Star Thomas and Dylan Bishop. Or Deshaun Bishop. Dylan Bishop. Ooh. Sorry. Deshaun Bishop and
Star
Thomas.
I'll go over on that. I'll go, yeah, I think so.
I've got over as well. I think the third one will even have a lot of yards.
It'd be close.
Mike Matthews, 1,000 receiving yards this season.
I went under. I think we spread the ball around, and I think Chris Brazel gets more.
Yeah.
And perhaps Staley.
100%.
Yeah, I'm going to go under. I think that Braylon Staley goes over 1,000, though. Robin says, is it a successful season if you go 11-1, but that one loss is to the Gators?
I will go on record right now, Robin, and saying I would take that.
I would take it.
I'd take it. Hey, right now the Miami Hurricanes are ahead on Notre Dame, 21-7.
Because if we go 11-1 and lose to Florida,
they're about to mess
that
my parlay up bad.
Florida ain't going. Florida ain't going 11-1, so they'll be out of the playoffs. And we'll be in at that point.
Ryan says we're not going 11-1. I would take that though. I mean, you can't look at history and really expect to win in the swamp. You could put them in, I've said it 100 times, you could put Florida in high school team uniforms, and that would give us a fit. Just
absolutely.
Well, you got to think, too, by the time we play Florida, either they're going to be so good it's going to be hard to play in that swamp, or they're going to fire Billy Napier, and they're going to be looking up for some pick-me games, and then fans are just going to just go all crazy.
They're going to fire Billy Napier, and Alex Golish will be the coach there, and I'll be scared shitless.
Who would you rather have there, Lane Kiffin or Alex Golish?
Lane Kiffin.
Ella says to make her a mod. How many TikTok accounts do you have, Ella? That's what I want to know. But I do appreciate all the likes, though. All right, we'll be right back with a giveaway from Hound Dogs.
You ain't nothing but
a- We want to give MBM Heating and Air a big shout-out. Thank you for sponsoring our segment. New units, unit maintenance, unit repairs. Use MBM Heating and Air. We'll be right back with some college football pick'ems and a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
All right, go ahead and finish then.
Okay. I didn't know what you was about to say.
It ain't that bad.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep Podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, let the people know how this works for them. We will give last week's winner away, but we're still waiting for final results from tonight's game.
So these 10 games we put on our social media, on our Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page, comment under that post only. Now, Spanky's going to share it. I'm going to share it. Luke's going to share it. Josh's going to share it. But please comment under the Vols Deep Podcast main Facebook page only. I'll compile the results, and we'll have a winner right here next week. Tiebreaker is going to be the total points scored in the Michigan-Oklahoma game, so there you go for that. Make sure you get that tiebreaker in.
All right. Do you have something you want to say
before
we do?
Yeah, I got something, and I hope she's still listening, because I mentioned a friend of mine's wife earlier named Mary who's turning in her Alabama fan card, and she said, "Hey, tell your friend I'm not a bandwagon fan. I'm an alumni. And we don't deal with another Mike Shula era. More so, this coach now is getting paid so much more to lose than Nick Saban was ever paid." So,
all right, then.
Yeah, so she said, "No more Mike Shula at Alabama."
Okay.
All right, game one. We've got Ole Miss at Kentucky.
Ole Miss.
Give me Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Who does Josh have?
Just say I'll tell you. I think he's Ole Miss. I got to get to Josh's picks again.
Da-na-na.
Go ahead. I'll tell you in a minute. I must have put it under this other one.
Hey, he picked Kentucky.
He picked Ole Miss.
He picked Kentucky.
Same Ole Miss.
Kansas at Missouri.
Mizzou.
Give me Missouri. I don't like it, but give Missouri.
Who Josh have?
Missouri.
They had Kansas.
I've got Missouri as well. I really wanted to go Kansas. USF at Florida.
I want the upset here. I really do. But give me the Gators.
I think later in the year, USF has a good chance of beating them. I think Florida's still healthy right now, and I think they have a top 10 roster right now. I'll take the Gators.
But it will be a close one. It will be a close one.
Josh?
Takes Florida.
Wait. Josh picked Florida too?
He did.
Well, no, I'm just going to stay with it. I ain't going to risk it.
I'm going to the University of South Florida.
I love it.
Let's go Bulls.
Give me the Bulls.
You can say like Bill Murray from Space Jam. Let's go Bulls.
If USF beats Florida, will they be a top 15 team come next week?
Should be. Army at Kansas State.
Give me Kansas State Penitentiary.
Josh and I both take Kansas State.
You played for Coach Snyder? No, Kansas State Penitentiary. They had the best mattresses.
I've got Kansas State as well. Game five, Arizona State at Mississippi State. Did Mississippi State play them really good last year?
They did. Give me Arizona State. Josh takes Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Damn, y'all are making this hard for me because I like to mix it up. I'm going to go Arizona State as well. Vanderbilt at Virginia Tech.
Give me, it's going to be easy like Sunday morning. They're going to be bricked up like a brick house. Anybody understand? Spire, do you understand the references
I'm
giving?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
I'm giving the Commodore references, everybody. The Commodores. Give me Vanderbilt. Y'all don't know who the Commodores are?
I don't care who the Commodores are.
Lana Richie, the Commodore. She's a brick. Mm-mm. House.
Hey, listen.
I can't believe you don't know the Commodores, man.
Give me and Josh both Virginia Tech.
This is what I'm talking about. A little diversity.
I can't believe y'all don't know who the damn Commodores are.
I know who they are.
I know who they are, too. I ain't picking Vanderbilt.
That's why I'm easy.
Vanderbilt's overrated.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Vanderbilt's ranked number 16 in the SEC. Should be.
Yeah, give me Virginia Tech.
They look good today against South Carolina for a while.
Got to get some offense going.
Mm-hmm. I love the scene in National Lampoon Christmas Vacation when – they're in do you remember this one, Luke? You ever seen it when they're like in the ghetto, whatever? And the little boy looks around, he's like, I wonder if they know the Commodores.
No, I don't think I do. Let's see. San Diego State at Washington State.
Josh and I both take Washington State.
I'm making this pick right here for my good friend, Ron Burgundy. Give me San Diego State.
You're an idiot. That was a compliment, I want you to know.
San Diego
State. The Spanish term for sun.
Shit. Give me Washington State. I think it's going to be a good game, though. UCLA at UNLV.
Give me.
This is a damn barn burner, boys. You're going to pick Mullins.
Give me the fighting damn Mullins, baby. Woo-wee!
There'll be 12,000 people in the stadium and maybe 6,000 people watching on TV because they left the TV turned on when the last game ended and forgot to turn it off. Give it.
So who you picking?
Give me UNLV because I ain't picking Nico. Josh also takes UNLV.
Dan Mullen, baby.
Yeah, I ain't going to pick Nico either. Fuck him. UNLV. Yep. Game 9, Iowa State.
This is a sneaky good game. I take Iowa State. Josh, don't you look at Josh. Josh takes Iowa State.
Give me the Hawkeyes.
Look, Iowa, okay, there you go.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game.
Yep.
So you're going Iowa Spank?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. God, I'm going to go Iowa too. Mix it up a little bit more. Game 10, Michigan at Oklahoma plus the total points.
What did I say?
I'll tell you what. Michigan is coming into the blue blood of the SEC to take on Oklahoma. The tradition of the SEC is going to win over Michigan this week. Give me Oklahoma.
The tradition? They've barely been in the SEC.
Hey, they're an SEC team. Unlike that team in Texas, they're an SEC team. Give me Oklahoma and give me, let's go, I'll go 45 points.
What did Josh have?
Josh takes Michigan 47.
Ooh. Spankles?
I got Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner. For my good friend JR, 49 points.
You don't even know JR.
Yes, I do. He's my good friend.
I'm going to go Oklahoma. And I'm going to go 44. 44 points.
Again, these 10 games will be posted on our Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. Get your picks underneath that post only. Total score for the Oklahoma-Michigan game will be our tiebreaker. Luke, it's always sponsored by Hound Dogs in Knoxville. Is that correct?
That is correct. Ryan Draken said you can cuss on your podcast. Okay, I'll come be a part of it.
Well, somewhat,
we
Ryan.
We try not to. We can't with some people here because they will get canceled.
Sometimes it just happens. Sonny wants to know when we'll start doing our punishments again.
Never.
That starts next week whenever this game ends so we know who wins and loses.
Notre Dame is about to score and make a comeback.
We've got to put our cup of misfortune back together. What we got to do?
Is she calling you over and over too?
Yeah,
we got to do.
I'm trying.
You got to take random selfies in where Dollar General?
I think so. Yeah.
Then you got to do random questions from the panel.
Yeah, I think that's all I left.
I thought there was one more. I got to chug a Coke, shotgun a Coke, not chug.
I shotgunned a Yahoo one time.
How do you do that in a glass? Oh, I guess they got the cans.
Yeah. I did a Stone Cold Beer Bash, too, with one, too, one time. Got all sticky.
Can we please plan our Olympics, too, soon?
Yeah, Olympics will be good, too. But, yeah, we'll fill it up, and we need to have the punishments ready if we can by next week. It's hard to make time, but we'll definitely get back to them. All right, thank you all so much for listening to us. Thank you, Hound Dogs Knoxville, for sponsoring us for the second straight year. 9250 Kingston Pike, the only Tennessee sports store you need to give your money to is Hound Dogs Knoxville. Thank you all so much for listening to us, watching us. We're fired up to be back. We'll see you next week, God willing. You can rewatch us on YouTube, Facebook, and as always, any of our podcast platforms. Go Vols, baby.
Go Vols.